Different folks, different strokes. Adjusting your sales approach to fit the buyer. By Randy Chafee, Source One Marketing. If you've spent any time in the post frame, metal building, or portable structure business, you already know. Selling isn't just about nails and fasteners or quoting square footage. It's about people. And people are different. The old saying, different strokes for different folks, couldn't be more true when it comes to how folks make buying decisions in the rural construction world. Whether you're talking to a young couple wanting a starter pole barn home, a farmer needing equipment storage, or a homeowner eyeing a new backyard garage, how you sell needs to shift with who you're talking to. It's not about being slick, it's about being real. Then adjusting, just enough to build trust and get to the handshake. Be yourself first, then read the room. Let's start here. If you're not being genuine, none of this matters. You don't need to become someone you're not. Folks can spot a phony faster than a loose tarp in the wind. But just like you wouldn't talk to your pastor the same way you talk to your fishing buddy, you've got to read the room. Adjust your tone, your pace, and your approach without changing who you are. This isn't about acting, it's about understanding. The better you can read people, the better you can serve them, and that's how you earn trust. Here's a look at the four common types of buyers you're likely to meet in our world. 1. The quiet thinker. These folks don't say much at first. That doesn't mean they're not interested. They're just thinking before they speak. How to spot them? Slow to talk, but focused. They'll listen, but they won't lead the conversation. They won't rush into a decision. How to work with them? Slow down. Let silence do its job. Ask simple, open questions. Give them time. Don't try to close the deal too fast. Stick to what matters to them, not what you want to sell. Biggest mistake? Mistaking quiet for disinterest. Push too hard and they'll disappear. 2. The detail hound. You'll know this person fast. They want measurements, specs, wind ratings, warranties, and more. They've likely read every product sheet and might know more than you think. How to spot them? They come with a list of questions. They ask for specifics, not generalities. They're not swayed by charm. They want facts. How to work with them? Be ready. Know your stuff. Keep it clear and organized. Don't dance around an answer. Be direct. If you don't know something, say so and get back to them quickly. Biggest mistake? Fudging or guessing. If they catch it, you're done. 3. The heart-first buyer. These folks lead with trust and gut feeling. They care about the relationship as much as the product. Their barn or shop means something more than just storage. How to spot them? They ask about who's behind the work, not just what you're building. They respond to stories and people. They talk about family, legacy, or community impact. How to work with them? Be personable, be kind, be real. Share examples and stories of satisfied customers. Don't rush. Build a connection first. Make it about why this project matters, not just what it is. Biggest mistake? Treating the sale like a transaction. They need to feel good about who they're buying from. 4. The take charge talker. These folks like to steer the ship. They're confident, quick, and don't want to feel sold to. You'll have a great conversation, but they'll want to keep the reins. How to spot them? They lead the conversation. They're fast-paced and energetic. They want options, not instructions. How to work with them? Match their energy, but don't overpower them. Offer clear choices and let them make the call. Keep it snappy. Don't get bogged down in fine print. Be confident and to the point. Biggest mistake? Trying to take over. If they feel you're running the show, they'll step away. Real buyers are, if only folks stayed neatly in one category, this would be simple. But most customers are a mix. You might meet a quiet farmer who's also deep into the numbers, or a talkative homeowner who still wants to know exactly what kind of screws you're using. The trick isn't to label folks, it's to listen, really listen, and figure out what matters most to them. Trust is still king. In rural sales, trust is everything. Whether it's a storage barn, a metal shop, a horse shelter, or a garage add-on, people buy from someone they believe in, period. Like my friend Ben Gaither says, people buy from people they know, like, trust, and with whom they feel safe. That's not a sales tactic. That's just good business. So be yourself. Adjust where it helps. Serve people the way they need to be served. That's how you close the deal and keep them coming back. Let's get out there, work hard, stay honest, and go sell something. Good selling. Let's go. Randy Chafee brings 4+ decades of experience to the post frame and metal roofing industries. A board member for the Buckeye Frame Builders Association and the National Frame Builders Association, follow his podcast at facebook.com/buildingwinds. Those with no web access can call 814-906-0001 at 1 p.m. Eastern on Mondays to listen.